Okay, today is Daf Pei Tes, actually on Pei Tes, and we'll learn today for Ilu Nishmat Matityahu Menachem Ben Yaakov. Today is also the yahrzeit of one of the undisputed leaders of Klal Yisrael. Today is the yahrzeit of Chof Chaim, Chof Dalet Elul, and we'll learn for his neshama as well. Okay, here we go. So up to the, I have one dot, where it says Amar of Abba. So Abba said, so we just got finished saying that, the whole thing here is a Gadatah. Here we go. Amar of Abba. Just one quick part on the Gemara before. We said that because Avraham Avinu said, Imchut v'yad tzruch now, I'm not going to take that from a shoestring to a strap, they were zochet to the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin. Right? Asks the Marsha, we already know the mitzvah, the reason for the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin. The Torah says it. Torah says that tzitzis is, right, u'reishem oso u'zachartem. And tefillin says, v'hayu l'cha v'ovz al yadcha u'lozikaron bein enecha. So what do you mean because of Avraham Avinu? So he Torah says why. So that's why the Marsha's medayik. Why is there tefillin? Why is there ritzua shel tefillin? Not tefillin, ritzua. You want us to remember the mitzvot? Why have the tail? You want us to remember, why strap? Why strap? Make something else. That's because Avraham Avinu said that. Okay? Okay, next. What is not wanting to have Dela have to do with tzitzis and tefillin? That's a very good question. Right? You hear that question? Avraham Avinu didn't want, I'm not going to take that from a shoot, not from a shoot, not one string I'm taking. Why? The Gemara is choshes to Zela. So because of that, we're zochet to these two mitzvahs. What do these two mitzvahs do with Zela? What? The Gemara just said yesterday. The Gemara said, what does that do with Zela? Because Avraham Avinu was so nizer from Zela, we were zochet to two mitzvahs. What does that do with anything? What do those mitzvahs do with Zela? Was it over here? The Leif Arya says, well, you know, the tzitzis makes a lot of sense because you know, tzitzis, you can rip people off with Kali Elon. Zela, very, very, that's a big stretch. What about tefillin? Very difficult. The idea is a very beautiful idea, but Lamaisa, like, it's a little bit of a Sarachi in Gemara. And by the way, we're going to continue with the Gezel now. Amar of Ava, Kasha Gezel Hanechal. Gezel that's already been used up. Very difficult to give that back. It's impossible. Shafil is even Gemur man you call not to do it. Even a timer can't return that. Shemar, like it says, Bilad Avram Vino says this. Bilad Avakasha Okal on Arim. I'm only taking with the 8 already. Why? I can't give that back. Next. Amr Yochanan, the whole thing's a Gadatah now. That doesn't connect necessarily. Amr Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Elazar, Berb Shimon. Kol Makam Shatamoti, Dvarv, Shil Rabbi Eliezer, Benosh, Rabbi Yotzeg, Lili, Vadada. Whenever you find the memra from Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Yitzchak Lili, in Agadata, whenever they have Agadata, Asei Oznecha Ka'afrachasa. Make your ear like a, what is that, like a millstone? A what? What does it say? A millhopper. In other words, listen carefully. It says in the Torah, I think this is last week's parsha. What? Huh. Right. Lo, this is in Parshas Devarim or Etzchanan. Lo me rumchem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashem b'chem. Not because you're the most numerous nation I want you. That's not why I picked you, Hashem said. You're not the most numerous. As the pasuk continues, you're the smallest. That's not true either. What does that mean? Correct, but it's not true. It's not true. We're not the smallest. There are tribes in Africa with 25 people. What? They think they're a nation. Oh, the smallest nation in the world? Smallest one? I answer, we're closer. True. We're not the smallest. The smallest is Israel? Am Israel? So listen to this Agadatha. So the pasuk says, I didn't pick you because you're the biggest. Right? I didn't pick you because you're the biggest. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kushkani b'chem, I have such a desire to be with you. You know why? Shafilu b'shah sh'ani mashpil l'chem gedula. Even when I do make you great. Atem m'atib asmechem lefanai. You make yourself smaller. You yourselves are so humble. Where? Nasati gadul avram la'avram made avram great. Amar lefanai. What did he say? Anochi afar v'efer. L'moshe v'aron amar nachnu ma. What are we? L'david amar v'anochi tolaz v'lo ish. I'm a work. These are the greatest people, some of the greatest people we've ever had. What are they saying about themselves? Nothing. I will love the Chacham Ein Okein. The guy is not like that. The Sati Gedul and Nimrod that made Nimrod the king of the whole world. What did he say? Havanif Delano Ir. Let's go build a tower. It never says in the Torah that Nimrod is the one who said that. Never said that in the Torah. It's just his people said it. Right? The Gemara says, we know it's Nimrod. How do we know? He's one of the Gemara's we know. Never says in the Torah that it was Nimrod. Right? With Paro Amar Mi Hashem. Paro said, who is this Hashem? I have to listen to him. Who is he? Right? With Sancheirif Amar Mi Bechol Haritzo Elokei Haritzos. Who is the God of these lands? With Buchadnezzar Amar Ele Al Bamasei Of. Right? With Hiram Melech Tzur Amar Musher Velokei Vishafsi Belev Yamim. Fine. Amar Rav Vitem Rav Yochanan. Godol Shenemar V'Moshe V'Aron Yoser Yomash Shenemar V'Avram. What Moshe and Aaron said was greater than what Avram said. Why? Elum ba'aron k'siv anochi upper vapor. What Avram said, I'm all upper vapor. Upper vapor is still something. Still something. Right? Elum b'moshe ba'aron k'siv anachnu ma. What are we? We're nothing. So in other words, Avram Avinu said anochi upper vapor. Who's Avram Avinu talking to when he said that? He was talking to Hashem. In comparison to Hashem, you think you're upper vapor? That's okay, that's good. That's true. Who's Avram Moshe and Avram talking to when they said it? They're talking to human beings. They're talking to Christ. You compared to Hashem, of course you're off of Afer. You compared to another person, you still say Nachnu Ma? Much greater. Right? Unbelievable heart. Vamar Rav Avitam Rav Yochanan, Ein Olam Eskayim El Vishol Moshe V'Aaron. The whole world, if that theme can run through the next 10 lines. Ksiv Hachav Nachnu Ma. It says over here, what are we? Ksiv Hasam, and it says over there, over where? In Eo, Tola Eretz Al Belima. Right, that the world hangs on nothing. Amar Rabbi Eloi, Eina Olam Mitzvah. We say that in Rosh Hashanah about it. Told the Eretz Abulima. Amar Rabbi, because her mother's name is Abulima, but it doesn't mean that. Her name doesn't mean nothing, right? In Yiddish, Abulima is a rose. In Hebrew, it means nothing. Amar Rabbi Eloi, Eina Olam Mitzkayv El Bishmol Bishabolam Mitzasim Bishas Meriva. It's also, I think the Chavos Chaim has a word on this. It says, the whole world is not misguided except for those people that keep quiet when there's an argument. The whole world is misguided for those people. That's an unbelievable statement the Gemara just made. Right? It's not misguided for people that keep the mitzvot and learn Torah. Who is keeping the world alive? The ones that don't get involved in fights. Unbelievable Gemara. Right? Not even what which of the Tariq mitzvahs does it say don't get involved in fights? What? Okay, it says in the Torah, Lo yiyek karach mechadoso, which the Rambam does not count as a mitzvah. Most don't count it. The Chavos Chaim does quote it when he quotes all the mitzvahs. He does mention it. It's one of the ones on the list. It's not a mitzvah. It's not one of the Tariq mitzvahs. It's in the Torah, and it's a true statement. And look what the Gemara says over here. Don't get involved in machlokes. The world's lived, unbelievable. It's a powerful statement. Shinemar Tolas Al Belima. Rabbi Avo Amar Mim Shemesim Atmo Kimisha Eino. Someone who makes himself as if he's not here, meaning the humble people. Shinemar Mutaka Zarosa Ola. Amar Vitzel, my detiv. What does anyone say? It's in Tehillim. My detiv. Ha'omnam. Sorry. Ha'omnam Eilem Tedek. Zabrud May Sharb Tishpidu B'nei Adam. What does that pasuk mean? What's the job of a person in this world? Yasim atzmo k'ilim. Be quiet. Don't talk so much. Only talking that never helps. Only makes things worse. Yachal atzmo divrei Torah. So for Torah, it's untied. For the Torah learning the same story. Talmud lomar, tzedek tedabrun. Right? No. For tzedek, you can talk. Yachal yag yig is daito. Maybe that'll come to you, that'll get to your head, it'll make you woody. I'm with Lamar, no, it says, Mesharim Tishpitu B'nei Adam. That's the right path. It's a straight path. That's the path you should choose. Okay. Amar Abzei, Ravitamer, Ravavar Yirmiya. Mechastin ba'afar ir hanidachas. You're allowed to cover, you're allowed to use the offer of an ir hanidachas for the mitzvah of kitziyadach. Now, at first blush, the Gemara says, Bamai, how could you do that? It's suri hanahu, it's also ba'anah. So the Gemara gives two answers. First answer is, no. The only things that are usher ba'anah in an ir hanidachas are the things that are in the ir hanidachas. Not the earth itself. That's not usher ba'anah. The actual item. What? For the ish. No. That's what I'm talking about. Is that what the article says? I don't think that's what he's talking about. The earth. It's not. It's the earth. I go to the Irnidakas. I go to the park. Yeah, fine. The Irnidakas had a park with the kids used to play. I go there. I take... So the Gemara is going to give an answer. It doesn't make any sense. Because the Gemara is going to answer. We're not talking about the earth of the city. Right, that's it. So if I'm talking about enough, I'm of zero. No, what's it all for Afra? No, the actual ground of the Irnidachas. Of course you can't touch the Irnidachas itself. But the ground itself. Tikhsib, it's called Shal Sikhot Al Tafra Kavit Sarapta. Everything goes into the city to get burnt. Right? Me, She'enu Mechusar, what's lacking over here? Ella Kivitza Disrefa. All I have to do is gather everything from all the houses, put them in the town square, and burn it. Yotzeh, what's excluded? What's excluded is the ground itself. Shemuchotzer, Talisha Kivitza Bistrefa. I have to uproot it, then gather it, and then that doesn't count. So that I'm allowed to use that earth. I'm not talking about the ashes and the guy's burnt stove and the burnt stereo. I'm talking about that ashes. That you can't use. I'm talking about the ground itself. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different answer. Mitzvos lav lahanos nitnu. Mitzvot were not given for Hana. Right? Hana has nothing to do with the mitzvah. So, it's Asher Bahana, right? It's Asher Bahana. But you don't get Hana for mitzvah. And again, the Gemara is going to say, you steal a shofar and blow it, that's mutter. You get the mitzvah of blowing hearing shofar. Why? Because the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah in the Torah to blow shofar. It's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to hear shofar. I have to hear shofar. That's fun like a lulav. You steal a lulav, you can't use the lulav. Why? Because the mitzvah is with that lulav. It's a mitzvah of Abba Veva. Ah, the mitzvah of Lulav has nothing to do with Hana. Shofar has to do with hearing it. Sound can't be stolen. Sound can't be set to hear. Sound can't be steal sound. Sound can't be stolen. Mitzvah is Lulav Halav Zetnu, and it's mitzvah. I'm going to do that right now. It's not such a far fetched thing what you just said, right? Because they always ask. There was a child that was asked, "What if you have a guy who's not such a good guy? He's not such a good guy, but he blows unbelievable shofar. And then you have a guy who's not such a good guy, but he's about unbelievable about tefillah. So the answer is the shofar doesn't matter who's blowing shofar. Doesn't matter. Why? Because it's the shmiya. Now you don't want to have some axe murderer blowing your shofar. But there's no reason why not. When it comes to Beltfila, he's representing the tzibur. So you don't want a guy like that stopping for the office. Right? Why? Well, same idea. The idea is because the mitzvah is only shmia. The mitzvah is only shmia. A monkey also can blow. I'm going to have rules. It shouldn't be a monkey. It shouldn't be a guy. It shouldn't be maybe even a woman. Right? Why? Because they're not mitzvah of themselves. What? What do you say? What? Right, no, don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? The more elef, the better. But it's not ma'akev, because I'm saying mitzvah. No, it's a different mitzvah. Right, you hear what I'm saying? It's 100%. 100% is doing. You can make all the fun you want over there. By the way, the Ritva says, don't tell me that when you do a mitzvah, you get tzchar, Chayim do mitzvah, no? Hashem gives you, if you want to chayim, if you get chayim, do mitzvah. What do you mean mitzvah, I'll get chayim? I'm not talking about that kind of hana. I'm talking about mamish, real hana, tangible hana. That's a schach mal hab. That's a different story. So a tangible hana. So the mitzvahs weren't given for that. Right? Mitzvahs weren't given for that. If what? Oh, so you brought up a famous machlokes, a machlokes that somebody in the introduction to the Ida, I wasn't going to mention it, but since you said it, it's in the introduction to the Ida Tal, that there was someone who wrote, the Igle Tal wrote a sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. Who was Igle Tal? He was the son of the Avnei Nezer. It was the Avnei Nezer himself. I don't remember. Either the son or the, right, the Sefer Tzavi Rebbe. And he wrote a very, very good sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. The Malach, he didn't finish all the Malach. It was like the first, I think, 11, 12, 13. So, in the introduction he writes, someone wrote to him, he doesn't like, has a hard time learning Torah, He took a schmack at him. And Mitzvah's Lav L'Hanukkah. And now they're advancing. What's the matter with you? Of course you can get the schmack out of it. Of course you can. Right? No problem with that. Mitzvah's Lav L'Hanukkah. That's not a halachic idea. About chauffeur, it's going to come up, it's a stolen chauffeur, and everybody's dachas. That's not a halachic idea. Right? Like Rabbi Mechanic said last Shabbat. You can't forget Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh. Rashi says that all the time. Forget Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh. You can't compare Olam Hazeh when you live a Torah life. Forget Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is not comparable. No, you don't have to live in torture. You don't have to live in pain. Don't say, I'm not going to learn because I enjoy it. Chas v'shalom. The best thing. You enjoy it. Halavah, it's unbelievable. Many people don't enjoy it. They do it anyway. They don't enjoy it. You get a geschmack out of it? Something wrong with it. Something wrong with that. Mitzvah is a technical rule. Technical rule in Hilchos Mitzvot. Nothing to do with the way you live your life. Right now we're going to see it. That's the answer to it. Right? Yasev Ravina, Bekamer Leil Hashmaitza, Eitzir Rav Bekumi LeRavina, Shofar Shalvodas Kochavim. A shofar that belongs to a non-Jew. Right? So Lo Yiskabo. You shouldn't blow it. My love. Doesn't that mean Im Taka Lo Yatza? Does that imply, and if you did blow it, lo, in taka yatsa. If you blew it, it's okay. Why? Because, same idea. Mitzvah's lav lahanos nikni. So you're hearing a sound. That's not hana. Now, lulav shal avaras kachavim, lo yitel. A lulav you also can't take. My lav, im nata lo yatsa. And if you took it, it's not yatsa. No, lo. Im nata yatsa. If you took it, it's good. Why is it good? Same principle. Now we're going to change that in a minute. That's not stolen. Just belongs to the Avodah Zarah. I bought Tanya Taka Lo Yotza, not a Lo Yotza. We have a bride that says you Taka not Yotze, by Avodah Zarah only. Amar Ashi, Hati Hashta, Hassam over there, Shi'ura Be'inan. You need a Shi'ur. The Avodah Kochavim Kituke Mitake Shi'ura. So since it's Avodah Zarah, it's considered anything that the Avodah Zarah has to be destroyed. Right? I have a beautiful sofa staring me in the face right here. Yes, but it has to be destroyed. Why does it have to be destroyed? Because it's a Avodah. So we have a rule called anything all made to be destroyed is as if it's already destroyed. If it's already destroyed, it doesn't have the shear. What's the shear for a lulav? What's the shear for a shofar? It has to be big enough you can hold and you can still see the top, right? So that doesn't have a shear. Because it's all made to be destroyed, it's as if it's already destroyed. They have to have a shear of a shofar, whatever shofar that's 2 inches big. A tiny shofar. It's not good. That's the requirement of a shear. I only care about it is the shmiah. I understand that. It still has to have a shear. It has to have a certain size of a shofar. It doesn't have it. You can't go, right, exactly. You can't turn a computer while I have a shofar blowing for you. It has to have a shear. It has to be a real shofar with a real shear. Here, since it's all made to be destroyed, doesn't have a shear. Same thing with a lulav. Now, you can say the same thing by Yerni Dachas, by Upper. It's the opposite. The more destroyed it is, the better the Upper is. That doesn't make any sense. Avahacha, kal ma demachas, ma lelekitli. The more it's destroyed, the better it is to kitli. You hear that? There's a big tosis here, a gigantic one. It talks about, wait a minute. But then what's the story here? Because we have conflicting gemaras now whether the shofar of Avodah Zarah is good or not. The conflicting Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because at the end of the day, you're right. All you care about is the sound. So what if it's wrong? If I stole it, it's not the clear halacha. If a stolen shofar is mutter, it's not mutter to steal it. If you stole it and you blew it, it's good. It's a valid yigyosi mitzvah. I understand that. So Tosfos figured out how do you reconcile it. Maybe Avodah Zarah is different. Maybe it's just certain Avodah Zarah is only certain ones. So you have to figure out how to make that make sense. Good. Because Avodah Zarah, everything Avodah Zarah has to be. Oh, that's what Tosfos said. Depends if it's a Jew or a non-Jew. It's a whole long Tosfos here. Because sometimes, what if the guy is abandoned it? That religion, now what a mistake that was. I don't hold to that religion anymore. So now, what's for with all their idols? They're made out of solid gold. They're worth a lot of money. Can you melt that down? You have to destroy it. So it's a big issue. We had it in Avodah Zarah. It's expensive. Well, to a Jew, a guy, the whole thing. So it's also figures it all out. Okay. Hajjallah, kissy adam, hajjallah, kissy adam, hajjallah, kissy adam. Next. The next myth is a very hard parak. Today's topic. Now it's very hard. Gid Hanasha, what everyone knows what Gid Hanasha is. The Gid Hanasha is they call it sciatic nerve. That's what they call it in English. It's certain veins and nerves which are usher to eat. Even though it's a kosher animal, right? It's usher to eat. So Gid Hanasha, this whole mission is extra. This whole mission is irrelevant. They're not irrelevant. It's just there's no chiddush here. Gid Hanasha noeg be'eretz u'b'chot l'aretz. It applies in Eretz Yisrael. It applies in Chot l'aretz. That's obvious. B'fnei abayis, b'shelo b'fnei abayis. It's also obvious. B'chulin u'b'mukdashin. Now, on the surface, it's also obvious. But why should it not apply to a carbon? Why should it not? What? I can't hear you. Oh, why wouldn't it apply? Because kisi adam. Right, so, okay, it's a good point. So then we said there was a technical reason why not. But okay, that's 100%. Now, v'nog v'behema u'b'chaya, v'yerach shal yamin u'b'yerach shal small. It's knowing by a behema and a chaya, yerach shal yamin, yerach shal small. Then a knowing v'ov, v'nei she'en lo kaf. It doesn't apply to a bird, because the bird doesn't have a kaf. How do they change the word kaf in English? It doesn't have a spoon. What about a human being? Ridiculous, it's a crazy child. What about a human being? So what if you eat? What do you eat to get an usher of a human being? Are you over this of get an usher? The answer is yes. Everyone holds that. The Rajma says that no one argues on him. Exactly. Now, that's a crazy thing to do. Who would do that? Well, so you did it. So you did it, you're over stuff. What's the issue of eating humans? What's the issue? No, that's not the issue. As a matter of fact, it's a very hard issue. What's the issue of eating humans? Like we said before, if you eat what? Oh, one second. If you eat soap, are you over an avera to eating tray? After all, soap doesn't have split hooves, it doesn't chew its cud. Exactly, it's not food. So you're allowed to eat it. So it's not us. They eat wood. All these crazy things. They're not us, sir. They're not edible. But they're not us, sir. Why not? Because they're not food. They're not animals. So what about a human being? Yeah, can you eat a rhinoceros? No. Why? Because it's an animal, doesn't have split hooves, doesn't chew its cud. Can you eat pig? Also not. What about a human? Believe it or not, there's no issue. As far as I know, there's no issue. I think it's an interrupt thing. Torah says eat these, so it excludes you. Anyway, okay, we're getting off the topic. None of us are cannibals, Baruch Hashem. I don't think anyone has a time for this. Yeah, we'll have our time. This is not one of them, right? That's a good saver to ride. No one wrote one yet. Yes. So, but the Rishonim point out that it doesn't apply by birds. But it's okay. But no, it was shlil. It'll even apply. Right. Yeah. True. So then, what? So we should need to get an usher. Save yourself on a veira. All right. Listen. That's a crazy. Listen. In crazy times, people do crazy things. They want to minimize the averas. Well, wasn't so long ago, I know. So want to minimize the avera. You're right. It's an interesting thing. So, I mean, if you're going to minimize the avera, starving, you're going to be over that. At least don't need to get an usher. The noi b'shlil, it applies by, what's the shlil? By the babies. Hazle Habibi. If you're the Omer, any dog bishlo, doesn't apply. Doesn't apply. The chelbo mutter, and the chelbo of a baby is mutter. Agav halacha. The ain hatabachim, the emanim ala giranasha. And the butcher is not even believed to say that he was Mekayim, that he got rid of all the giranasha. Rashi says, why not? Because, if they Torah hulahem. It's a huge bother. Such a bother that in rich countries like the United States, they don't even trade them. It's so much worse. They don't even bother. In Israel, they do, because Israel is a much poorer country, and they say they don't even do that here. The whole thing is given to Goyim. Why? So apparently, it's very labor-intensive. Very labor-intensive. They don't even bother with it. To take out only to get an asha, and then leave the whatever's mutter to trabering. Static therapy, he says. I don't know. In Israel, they serve it, because in Israel, they're much more, it's a poorer country. They cut it out. What's it called? Everybody know what it's called? Filet mignon. Okay. So in Israel, right, in Israel, they have it. In America, they don't have it. They don't bother with it. It's too much work. So they don't even, Bishop says, they don't even believe the guy. If there's another guy there, why? They're not going to believe him. The tie of it's so big, we're not going to believe him. So much work, the tie of it's a lie, it's so strong, we don't believe him. No, we do believe him. The Allah, we believe in the Caleb too. You don't. That's the whole question of the Emanus, right? How do you know? Same question. How do you know your wife is making you kosher food? The answer is because we trust her. Now, your wife doesn't really have an incentive to lie. What? Exactly. So that's a little different. It's a little different. He doesn't incentive to lie. That's his business. So, but the Chacham holds. It's like Kol Yisrael, Yeshlehem Lemanis. Right? You all start off with Lemanis. Like, what? You start off with Lemanis. Now, who are you? So if you're someone's wife, why should I not believe you? You have Lemanis. Now, if you're a business, and that's your job, now right away you have time, you have incentive. Now we need a Mashgiach. Right? Now all things kick in. Exactly. So that's what Meir said. And why the Chum hold, we believe. Yeah. And one second. Why does the Chum hold, we believe you? Why does the Chum hold, we believe him? Let's figure that out. Why according to the Chum do we believe you? Why? So what's the answer? No, then why do we believe you? The answer is because it's a little bit mean that the guy's going to give you a courage, right? Someone's going to give you courage? It happens. It's not really courage. It's just a lot. No courage to get a mission. Okay, now, the Gemara says something very, very difficult. It's very difficult Gemara here. The Gemara says, Mukdashim Shita, isn't it obvious? Isn't it obvious that Giran Asher applies by Karbanos? What? Mishum the Akhtashe Paka Le Itzra Giran Asher? Just because you needed the carbon, the Itzra of Giran Asher went away? Why should you say that? Right? But we did. So exactly. But we didn't have a Mishnah yet about Chelo. So we didn't have a Mishnah like that yet. We had a Mishnah about Giran Asher. So why would I think otherwise? Because it made the carbon that Giran Asher went away? It didn't go anywhere. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Before we get to you're right, the Chitema, if you want to tell me, which is going to be a running machlokas in this parak, yesh begidim benosim tam, that Giran Asher has flavor. What does that mean, Giran Asher has flavor? Look at Rashi. Yesh begidim benosim tam, v'basar. The machlokas is, does Giran Asher have any taste? It's not a machlokas in Mitzir. Of course it has taste. It's not wood. Does it have tam that the bussar says Rashi? The Ashma Eden High Tana. Our Tana says like this: Ha'acha Gid Hanasha Shal Mukdashim. If you eat Gid Hanasha of a carbon, Lokish Shtayim, you get Malkus twice. Why twice? Achas Mishum Gid. One for Gid. Why? Shafilu Eitzhu Hatorah Kayvola. Because even if Gid Hanasha has no taste, right? It's usher. you're not allowed to eat it. I don't care if it tastes good. Don't taste good. Don't make a difference. Not everything that's also in the Torah tastes good or is good. Right? Da'achas mishum muktashim. And you're also over at Avera eating kachim. Let's say you weren't supposed to eat it. Sheyesh bo tam. Kachim has tam. It's meat. V'nene mina muktashim. And you had hana from kachim. Chayef mai. Vashmeinen mine tardi. Two chidushim here. Chada, first of all, the yesh begin benotzing tam. The yidin do have a tam. The chada, and also, the iser chal al iser. That I can have one thing with two isurim. The iser is chal on another iser. La fuke miman da'ama b'hai perka in begin benotzing tam. La fuke, the one who's going to say that there is no tam. Okay? So, what just Rashi just said was, something which I really don't have an answer to, which is, why is the Isra of Gidon Asra tied to Hanah? Why? Correct. Now, almost every Avera, almost everything in the Torah that is Asr, almost, you have enough from it. Now, the two big things are things you're not allowed to eat, and women you're not allowed to be with. Right? Those are always the examples. Right? Why? You have enough. What else is there? Shabbos. Avodah Zarah. So, those are not really Hanah. Yeah, if I turn the light on, I have enough. On top. If I turn the light on, I get enough. It's not the same thing. It's not enough, you're good. You bow down to an idol, what I know is that. It's enough on some level, it's not enough, it's good. The only two that really have enough on the good is things you're not allowed to eat, and people you're not allowed to be with. Women you're not allowed to be with. Those are not enough from the good. So, what else does Inbegin Minotin Tam mean? Do you have enough when you eat this, or just some piece of eating wood? I'm not sure, I don't understand. I didn't have time to. I just don't understand. But right? The Rashi just said, if the gid begins b'nosh in time, you chayav twice. Why twice? Once for the gid, why? For the time, tastes good. And once for the kachim, which also tastes good. And if you hold in begin b'nosh, you only chayav once. Why? Still usher. What does hanah have to do with it? So you hear my question? I don't understand. I don't understand it. Now, what? I know that. That's why I have a question, because the article didn't answer it. And the Masipta, I mean, it's like, I can't read 50 pages here. I tried to, you know, find, I tried to pin it down. So the Gemara says like this. The question was, why does the Mishnah have to tell me kachim? What? Gidnasha goes away if I kachim? It doesn't go away. You want to tell me b'chitain b'yesh begin b'notzei tam that did anasha had a tam v'asi itzer mukdashin b'chayel a itzer gid that what? That itzer kachim it goes on top of itzer gid meaning that itzer chal al itzer is that what the Mishnah was telling me? If that's what the Mishnah was telling me then it said it backwards hi mukdashin noeg begin me boiling it should have said the other way around the Mishnah said it backwards. Right? Look at the top toes, folks. Not the top, second one. V'asi isra gid, v'asi isra mukdashin, v'chayel isra gid. Right? Afal ga. Listen to this. Even though we're going to learn in a few days. Ditnan. En noeg bitimeya. Gid hanasha doesn't apply by non-kosher animals. So if you eat a non-kosher animal, if you eat the gid of a non-kosher animal, you only chayev once for eating non-kosher. Not a second iser of eating gidon asher of non-kosher, right? There's no such thing. The ain iser gid chayil al iser toma. Why? Because we don't say iser chal al iser. In other words, ain iser chal. How can we chayil twice? Chayil twice. We eat the same thing. What is it? Non-kosher. It's also the gid. No, ain iser chal al iser. Says Tosfos, iser mukdashin de chamir. No, but kachim is so much worse. Is they kares. Because it has courage. Im achlu betuma. Kid the first Rashi look, come on. Chayel tvei, it's their gid. So that's what I was point out. Why? The trade was supposed to be the beating trade. It's not a courage, it's just malchus. No, it's also malchus. So ain't it a chalice? What are we talking about? Courage! Oh, then you're going to be chayel twice. That's so bad. Okay? That's all Tosfos said so far. So back to the Gemara. Elakasavar. Ain't begidden b'no same time. Rather, you hold, gidden don't have any time. There's no time. There's no flavor at all. And umukdashin, and by when it comes to mukdashim, iser gid ikka, iser mukdashim leka. Gid and asha, yeah. Mukdashim, you're not over. How does that make any sense? Look at the third Tosfos. See the third one? Iser gid ikka, iser mukdashim leka. The hachni pirusha. Here's what this Gemara means. Iser gid hanasha labado, iser gid hanasha by itself, no egg bin mukdashim, right? Only applies by kachim. Below iser acher, doesn't apply to anything else. Does right? Vim tomar, vim tomar, vlema the kasavar yesh begin benosin tam. Why don't you say this? Say yesh begin benosin tam. Bafilu hachi lo asi iser mukdashin. The chayal, you know, I don't want, you know what? Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. We're running out of time. I want to finish the daf. We'll do it tomorrow. Okay. So we had a question. The question was, why does the Mishnah mention kachim? It's obvious. So the Gemara answered, Ella kasavar ain begin benosin tam. Right? No, ain begin benosin tam. Ubu mukdashin, and when it comes to kachim, iser gid ikka. Right? But iser mukdashin leka. You're not over for eating kachim, a gid and asha of kachim. Why not? Because it has no time. You're only usher, you're only over the issue of eating gid. It intrinsically has no time. What? No. No. Nothing else. That's why I think it's a very hard parrot. Correct. That's why if you eat it, you're overeating gid and asha. Why? It has intrinsic issue. What about eating kachim? You're not over. What if you eat the horn or the hoof of kachim? By the way, you're not over. Why not? It's not meat. So too, gid and asha is not meat. What is it? It's gid and asha. So if you eat the gid, you hear this? If you eat the gid and asha of kachim, what are you over? You're over gid and asha. Are you over kachim? No. Why not? Doesn't have any meat. That makes sense. Exactly. Exactly. Now, the tana tava, the tana didan, aim to gid and benos and tam. Our tana holds with no tam. Is that what our tana holds? But none. Yerech shen is bashavu gid hanasha. A yerech that you cook with a gid hanasha. Im yeshba benos in tam. Harei de asura. Which means, it does have a tam. The Gemara says, Ella hacha. Okay, a very, very unusual, very difficult case. The blados kachim atkin. Talking about the baby. The baby of kachim. The kasavar, no egg bishalil. And we hold that the gid hanasha applies by the baby. The kasavar, blados kachim, b'me'im and him kachim. That the baby inside the mother also has kachim. The iser gid, the iser mukdashin, v'hadi hadadi ka'at. And then the iser of the gid and the iser of kachim arrive at the same time. Why do they arrive at the same time? They arrive at the same. Why do they arrive at the same time? Because whenever the animal is created, whenever it's conceived, it has iser. Why is it iser? Because it's kachim. It's the mother's kachim. And the gid and asher. The second it's conceived, it's gid and asher there. What? Correct. Correct. So we're going to get to that. No, that's just that question. Right, so that's a good question. We had that question. Is the gid and asha of a ben before us? I don't remember what we said. So, okay. Right. Okay, so we'll stop here. So we'll stop here with me much. That was still a little much, but I think tomorrow, one of these days here, it's all out of them. So we'll catch up. We'll stop right here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbat.